more submitters to go for the day. Otherwise, if you want to kill Friday, I'm joking. All right. I think, yeah, Kosatu, you ready? All right. Let's listen to the workers. You have 10 minutes to present. Over to you.
Okay. Thanks very much, Chair. Good afternoon to members, colleagues. My name is Matthew Parks from the Congress of South African Trade Unions. I'll try to be short and to the point, Chair, because I know you're under hectic time pressures. But thanks for giving COSATU 10 minutes to share our thoughts around a very important national issue. I think, Chair, to be short and sweet, in one sentence, COSATU supports empowering government to expropriate land, be it urban or be it rural, to advance land reform or provide security to millions of our citizens. It is a national crisis. And if needs be, Chair, we'll support amending the Constitution to be in line with that. But I'll flesh out our views in a little bit more detail, Chair. But I think, Chair, look, we must welcome this debate nationally. It's long overdue. It's a critical debate. And I think you can see the value of land to all our citizens across the length and breadth in the extensive public hearings you've had. Chair, look, as COSATU, we are informed about what we view as a landless crisis, that we've got more than 3 million families living in informal areas in the metros, in the towns. We've got more than 1 million farm workers and their families, labor tenants who lack any security of tenure. We also have millions of citizens living in communal areas who lack title deeds. Chair, I think also as COSATU, we are sensitive to the plight that agriculture faces, that the majority of the new and emerging farmers since 1994 have collapsed. Chair, we're also sensitive that agriculture is the largest private sector employer of workers in the economy. Chair, I think we do want to acknowledge and appreciate that government since 1994 has spent billions of rands advancing land reform, advancing RTP housing, yet we want to be frank as COSATU and say, look, despite these good efforts, we have failed as a nation to meaningfully change the racially skewed land and farm ownership across the nation. Chair, I think we're also extremely pained to see the collapse of many new farmers, the massive growth of informal areas still. And Chair, despite our efforts, we see the continuous eviction of farm workers in the thousands every year. Chair, I think we also want to be frank and say women especially lack tenure of security in communal areas, and this is an issue we need to look at. Chair, look, I think in the broader popular discourse, we often forget the other positive part of Section 25 of the Constitution, and this is why we support it, as COSATU, is very clear that it compels government to advance land reform and restitution. It compels government to provide security of rights and tenure to those who were denied such rights under apartheid. It also is very clear, Chair, that property rights cannot be used to block the transformation of society. Chair, if you go further into the compensation aspect of Section 25, and again, it's very clear, it's very progressive, it empowers the state significantly. When it says the state must look at the use of the property, how was that property acquired, not just the market value, the extent of state investment, and of course this property is not solely limited to land or agricultural land. Chair, it goes further to say what is the purpose of the expropriation, how does it link to advancing land reform, public interest, access to natural resources, and so on. So, Chair, I think we want to say as COSATU, the problem is not the Constitution. We think we really failed as government. Also, on the other hand, we've also failed as owners of property to a significantly advanced transformation. Chair, look, for us as COSATU, we don't want to see the Constitution amended every day. If you amend it today, it means tomorrow you can amend it to restrict the right to strike or other issues. But if it's necessary to provide legal clarity to both the landless and to those of property, then we will support it, Chair. Chair, for us as COSATU, the main vehicle to address the landless crisis is the Expropriation Bill or Act. We have supported, we've been involved with it extensively at NEDLAC, and we noted that even some business parties had also supported it as a progressive and reasonable way forward. I must say, Chair, as COSATU, we're quite disappointed that Parliament has taken so long to deal with it. That bill was referred back to Parliament about 2 years ago, and it was just sitting in the Portfolio Committee on Public Works. Chair, we think it is the right vehicle to address the issues, and we supported it because it provides flesh to the constitutional mandate. It also tries to deal with the problems that government has experienced today, such as endless court delays, providing for the Valuer General to provide a more reasonable balance for compensation and so on. Chair, for us, the main part of our presentation to honourable members today is to provide examples when we think you can have cases where there's either no compensation or partial compensation when expropriating land. We think there are some very useful examples that can go be put in the Expropriation Act and if needs be put into the Constitution as well. These deal with the abandoned land, land, neglected land owned by absentee landlords, idle land that is needed for productive use, state-owned land, or land occupied by labour tenants or farm workers. So we also think that you need to look at land which has been unfairly inflated because of massive state investments, land where the owners refuse to provide it to the state purely for speculative purposes, but as needed. Chair, of course, also land offered by owners for land reform purposes as well. Chair, we also think that you need to specify specifically that persons who acquired land because of apartheid-era expropriations, where they didn't pay market value, you cannot justify now paying the market value later. Chair, also you get a situation where you had farmers in the 80s who got very generous loans from the state. They paid below market value payments on them, but now they want to get full market value compensation. Again, Chair, we don't think you need to give full compensation in those instances. I think lastly, Chair, the Regulation of Land Holdings Bill seeks to provide limits to how much agricultural land a farmer can own, dependent upon the type of crop or livestock they are growing, or the nature of the area where they are. Again, this should be linked to that expropriation debate. Chair, I think just lastly, in conclusion, for us, there's not the sole magic wand to addressing land reform or security of properties to the millions who need it. And I think we must say quite strongly as COSATU, we're disappointed with government and with Parliament that there are various other key progressive land reform bills which have been delayed unnecessarily. So we have the extension of security of 10-year amendment bill, which was tabled in Parliament, I think in 2014 or 2015, memory serves me right. It's only now in the NCOP that provides more security to farm workers from eviction. There's the Regulation of Land Holdings Bill, which will provide caps for how much land you can own. Again, that's been delayed unnecessarily. There's the Preservation and Development of Agricultural Land Bill, which would limit agricultural land for agricultural purposes to prevent it being sold off or rezoned by municipalities to build shopping centres, for example. That was ready to be engaged at NEDLAC, Chair. Government pulled it out at the last minute because of the debate. Then I think lastly, Chair, the Communal Land Tenure Bill, which will seek to provide some security of tenure to people living in communal areas. So again, Chair, the point is that if government is serious about land reform, we'd want to see it being serious across the spectrum of legislation, not just one because of political pressure, et cetera, et cetera. But having said that, Chair, look, as COSATU, we support this debate. We support, I think, the stance taken by the ANC, that we need to provide instances where government is capacitated to expropriate with either no compensation or partial. And I think we've tried to flesh out the specific instances where you could do that. We wouldn't want to give the state a blank check, Chair, because we do know that the majority of expropriation cases would be, for example, of a house owned by a teacher to expand a freeway or build a power station, etc. But do you think there are specific instances in land reform or urban tenure that it should be provided for, Chair? I hope I kept to the time frame, Chair. I know you've been quite strict as a chairperson. So that's our position in a nutshell, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vasubis. That's productive. So give us a few seconds. Other members, clarity seeking questions? Honourable Kata, we start with you.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is really a clarity. Okay, I'm a little bit confused because unfortunately we didn't get the actual presentation or the whole submission. So I haven't been able to sort of prepare and go through the actual submission, and all we've got is what we heard now. Firstly, you know, I get the feeling to say we support it. What are we actually supporting? Then we hear the problem is not the Constitution, but the problem is the implementation from government side. Then there's the argument of, yes, we support the process. So really what I want to know is just in clarity, does COSATU actually support the expropriation without compensation, what is actually on the table now, or is it really making a different proposal to say, listen, the constitution as it stands is sufficient enough, but that the vehicle that's been delaying the delayed process of the different bills before Parliament, would you say that would rather be the answer than changing the constitution? Thank you.
We've recognized you, Mukwili, after the reply from Rosaru. What do you prefer, all questions or one by one?
I'm happy with whichever you want, Chair. I can do okay. All questions, and I'll just take notes if you want, but it's up to you.
Just answer this one.
Okay, sure, Chair. Yes, for Honourable Carter. Look, in a simple nutshell, as we said, we support the principle of expropriation without compensation in certain instances, to address land reform, to address security in urban areas. But, Chair, look, it's fine to support something in principle. You never need to flesh out how that work out. For us, as COSATU, the logical legislative vehicle is the Expropriation Act, and hence we've given about 7 or 8 instances where, as a state, you could say no compensation or partial compensation. You can't wish away the principle of compensation in its entirety, Chair, because, as we've said, the majority of expropriation cases will, in fact, not be about land reform, but will be about expanding a freeway, expanding a power station, etc. And there you would want to see workers who own those properties to receive compensation around it, Chair. So yes, Chair, in principle we support the proposals, but we're trying to flesh out the specific examples in the Expropriation Act and if needs be in the Constitution as well, Chair. Thanks.
Honourable Quill.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is just the confusion that the COSATU is bringing before us and before its membership. I understand that the COSATU represent particularly workers that are marginalized and that are black. Also, COSATU is an alliance of the ANC and 80% of its members participated in the NASREC conference where the resolution by the ANC was taken, that expropriation of land without compensation must be implemented and that the constitution must be amended to allow that. So I'm a bit confused myself to say now that we are talking of land, COSATU decided to be represented by a white person who... who happens to... present the views of the white minority in terms
of
the land is concerned.
Let's take the point of order.
Chairperson, I think racial stereotyping is absolutely inappropriate. I want you to rule that out of order.
Honourable Quill, just help us to keep the process together.
I'm in a process, Chair, and that's my view as an individual. If they want their views, they can say their views. No one is stopping them to do that. That is my personal view on the presentation that is before us. I'm on the presentation that is before us. And if I want to cite my view, no one in this platform will stop me to do that, Chair. Unfortunately, I can't. That is my view, and I'm going to present it as is. That today COSATU that represents the majority of blacks here is represented by the white person who is advancing the interest of the white minority in this country.
Point of order.
Yeah. All right.
Can I just say,
Chairperson?
She's entitled to...
Hold on. Let's see, Honourable Kuronov, what is your point?
She's entitled to have her point of opinion. But unfortunately, we've decided earlier this morning that we will only ask points of clarity. That's got nothing to do with clarity.
Yeah. No, I'm hearing Honorable Mkwele asking a question that, in her view, she's asking COSATU that, are their views represented by the white minority? So that's how I heard the question. So I can't rule that question out of order. But then you've made the point, and it's similar to what Honorable Carter was asking, that there is lack of clarity in terms of the position that COSATU is taking. All right, so COSATU, once more, clarify the point, the position.
Sure. No, thanks, Chair. Chair, I'm glad you actually didn't rule it out of order. And I think you'll also then give me protection also to respond honestly to EFF as well. I think the EFF at times confuse rudeness with militancy. But look, that's their democratic right. So, Chair, look, it's fine to say, why is a white person here? Look, COSATU's got white members as well. You may not be familiar with COSATU. But let me just also say, Chair, without needing to defend myself, so I'm COSATU's parliamentary coordinator. They pay my salary to go represent COSATU at all the activities of parliament. And I don't think they'll be happy if I said, look, I'm a white male, I can only speak on issues which affect white men. Therefore, I mustn't come and speak on many issues which come before parliament, which might only affect a particular population of the society. But Chair, look, I don't want to kind of descend into the EFF's chaos. You know, that's their modus operandi, it's fine. Chair, look, as COSATU, we...
Honorable Mkwele, he is answering, and he understood you to be reflecting on his own identity as a person. So I'm giving him the right to, that's why I'm not stopping him and ruling him out of order. Because that's how he interpreted when you referred to a white man and this and that. So, all right. So let's give him to conclude his reply.
So, Chair, look, COSATU is a very diverse federation, Chair. We've got 17 affiliates, almost 2 million members. If you include family members, it's about 10 million people. It's a diverse constituency. We have mine workers, we've got medical doctors, we've got teachers, we've got nurses, retail workers, farm workers. Chair, our mandate comes from those members. It comes from our Congress. The ANC took a resolution. We support it, Chair. And again, as it's written in our submission, which is submitted to the committee in June, and in our PowerPoint summary, we support the principle of expropriation without compensation to advance land reform, to provide security to people in informal areas, farm workers, labor tenants, etc. It can't get much more simple than that. We support the principle. We support expropriation without compensation if needed, or with partial compensation. But, Chair, we don't want to come here as mere sloganeering populists. They won't assist.
No, but we are not going to allow that man to say we are populist.
He has not referred to anybody.
But he says he will not come to me. He cannot say I'm a populist. He cannot say that. My organization is not of the populist.
Yeah. No, no, it's fine.
Please, we are representing a constituency.
Honorable Park,
he must not say that.
Mr. Park just referred to
please,
us,
he must
to
respect talk to us, me. That
talk to me. Honorable Mkwele, please. Why are you getting to the emotions now? It's unnecessary, really. I didn't hear him saying it. All right. Let's proceed. Conclude, sir.
Yeah. Chair, in fact, I was not referring to any member. I was referring to if I came as COSATU and just said do 1, 2, and 3 in the Constitution without giving specific legislative proposals in the Expropriation Act or in the Constitution. That would be populism on my part, Chair.
Yeah,
that's why we've gone in great detail, Chair, to say what are the 7 or 8 instances where we think you can have expropriation with partial compensation or zero compensation. Because to not provide otherwise, Chair, we're just simply to make a mockery of the important work that you as members have to do. That's why we specifically fleshed out idle land, abandoned land, speculative land, etc., etc. And we specifically said which sectors of the community are badly in need of this assistance. People in informal areas, farm workers, labor tenants, communal land, residents, etc., Chair. So yeah, Chair, it's fairly straight from our point. We support the principles, and we've given specific instances where you could look at amending the expropriation bill or the constitution or both.
Honourable Lawazi.
Well, thanks, Chairperson.
Honourable Mutapo.
Thanks, Chairperson. I wanted to call a point of order, but nevertheless, she cleared that thing of popularity. So my clarity is just a simple clarity seeking question, Mr. Presenter. About, are you as COSATU supporting land expropriation without compensation? Because it's like you are supporting in principle and on certain land, not on the umbrella of the whole land to be expropriated as to the resolution of the ANC in the 54th conference. So I want to know the position of COSATU here in record that you are not supporting the whole expropriation, you're just supporting for certain land, like you mentioned them here, the land not used, the land XYZ. So I want you to speak, not to be on the fence, to be specific that no, we are supporting or not supporting.
Honorable Mutapo.
Thank you, Chairperson, colleagues, and Mr. Parks for the presentation. Mr. Parks, I would like you to comment and clarify the issue of communal land, your stance on communal land. And again, unfortunately, your presentation is not numbered also. The title is Expropriation Act, Proposed Amendments for Expropriation Without Compensation. This was with Mr. Parks?
Yes.
Yeah. The first, the two bullets, land expropriated during apartheid or colonial eras where market value, and the second one, land whose owner benefited from unfair discriminatory loan during apartheid. If you can, without getting into nitty-gritties, if you can just unpack that, the two. Thank you.
Yeah. Honourable Park, you will include the third time luck on Honourable Mlausi's one to say confirm, because it's done by Honourable Carter Mukwili, and him, he still wants to know what are you really saying for his record. All right, so you'll combine them, the two, with what Honourable Mutapo has asked.
Sure. No, thanks, Chairperson. Yes, no, Honourable Malati, thank you. Yes, look, we support the principle of land expropriation without full or partial compensation if it's going to advance land reform, etc. Chair, I think for us it's fairly straightforward. We had to give instances where we think you can do that for the members. Otherwise, it'd be very difficult for you to do your work and just come with a report in terms of what to amend in the Expropriation Act or in the Constitution. But Chair, look, we wouldn't support a blanket rule of no compensation no matter what. And again, Chair, I'd gone into detail before to say who are COSATU members. About a quarter of a million of our members are teachers. Teachers own houses. The workers want to own property. They want to own their own house. Now, most of those teachers, or public servants, police officers, nurses, etc., they have bonds with the banks. So let's leave aside the land reform debate, which is only one part of expropriation. Most expropriation cases will be done by a municipality to expand a freeway, to build a road, to build a power station, to build a dam. I think we'll be negligent as COSATU to say to a teacher, no, you shouldn't get compensation because the dam is being built in your village and you've lost your property. How will they then get a new house? How will they then settle their bond to the bank? That's why, Chair, we've come with a very specific detailed proposal to say, what are the instances where you can do zero compensation for expropriation or partial compensation, specifically looking at land reform or security of tenure and so on, Chair. Honourable Mutapo, the easier questions, the last two you gave. We had mentioned, for example, we wanted to empower members to say, when are the instances where you don't need to give full compensation or partial compensation in the Expropriation Act? For us, two ones, which we thought, even if it's symbolically, politically, may not be that many cases. But if a person in District 6 or Sophia Town or Limpopo, wherever, owns property. He got that property in the 1960s or 1970s. It was expropriated from an African village, or was expropriated from residents of District 6. He never paid full market value for that property. Yet today, 20 years later, he wants to receive millions for it. We don't think it would be justifiable morally to say, you didn't pay market value then, why should you get market value today in compensation? The same thing, Chair, in terms of Honorable Motapo. You might find that some farmers received very generous loans in the 80s, which are far, they paid far below market value when they repaid those loans. Again, Chair, if you're giving them compensation, why should they get full compensation when you expropriate? Otherwise, it'll be a case of double dipping. Then the last question, Honorable Motapo, in terms of communal land, I mean, look, this debate has been there for some time. We didn't want to enter it completely now, but I think it's a debate we need to have, maybe not now, but later on, about security of tenure in communal land areas. We know it's a very volatile issue. We know on all sides of the political spectrum, it's very emotional. We don't think you'll do justice to it right now, but it needs to be, you need a proper debate, maybe after elections, when there's a space of time, etc., to have a debate that will be a win-win situation, be it from the views of traditional leaders, be it from the views of residents of communal areas, etc., Chairperson. That's in a nutshell.
Thank you very much to COSATU for sharing with us their views through their submissions and oral presentations. We thank you very much, Mr. Pax. We're now moving to the next and the last. Honorable Carter.
Chair, sorry, my question is not...
a second round.
So no, I'm not going to ask a question. Can I please just ask for the full submission just to be circulated to us via email, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That I think Secretary take note of that, and Mr. Pax. Hope of Glory, Hope of Glory Tabernacle Church, Reverend Mishwe.
Thank you, Chairperson, and members of the committee for giving me this opportunity of making a presentation on behalf of our church in Fort Lauderdale called Hope of Glory Tabernacle. Hope of Glory Tabernacle concurs with the overwhelming majority of South Africans of all racial backgrounds who accept that the fact that because of our apartheid past that included brutal land dispossession of black people, there is an urgent need for an orderly and land reform process and land restitution to be implemented. It is imperative that the skewed ownership of land must be corrected as a matter of urgency. We believe this correction must be done in a just and sensitive way that will not alienate anyone, as we all know that the land question is a very emotive and divisive issue in our country. While we believe that justice must be done, we also strongly believe in reconciliation and nation building. We also believe that biblical justice can be achieved through a process of restitution. It is for this reason that we support land reform and the redistribution and the restitution of land in an orderly and lawful manner. We wish to see everyone who is interested in participating in the process of tackling this emotive issue do so without dividing our nation on racial or tribal grounds. We note with great concern that the motion that was moved by Honorable Julius Malema on the Tuesday, the 27th February 2018, and supported by the majority of political parties in Parliament, states that, and I quote, at the center of the present crisis regarding the resolution of the land question is Section 25 of the Constitution, the Property Clause, which protects private property rights and requires the state to pay compensation when expropriating land in the public interest and for a public purpose, close quote. The motion further calls on the House to review and amend Section 25 of the Constitution to make it possible for the state to expropriate land in the public interest without compensation. Hope of Glory Tabernacle does not agree with calls to amend Section 25 of the Constitution in order to expropriate land without compensation. We know that Section 25(2) allows for property to be expropriated in the public interest, and Section 25(3) requires that just and equitable compensation be determined, having regard to all relevant circumstances. Our church agrees with these provisions as they currently stand. We believe that we entertain suggestions to amend Section 25 of the Constitution. We should first determine which land should be expropriated without compensation. Are we referring to land belonging to businesses, churches, religious organizations, or will it be private-owned properties? We should also determine whether people with title deeds will also lose their land. As most people live in bonded houses, who will repay the loans if their land is expropriated without compensation? Hope of Glory Tabernacle is opposed to expropriation of land without compensation for the following reasons. Firstly, government should not perpetuate the evils of the apartheid government by taking land from legal owners without paying for it. Attempts to correct the wrongs of the past by expropriating land without compensation would be tantamount to correcting a wrong with another wrong. This would be also again tantamount to repaying evil with another evil. Secondly, government has not yet determined whose land would be expropriated without compensation. We need clarity on this matter. It would be improper for government to expropriate used land belonging to churches, other religious groups, and NGOs without compensation. These groups are doing a great work in their communities by taking care of the needs of the poor and needy. Thirdly, government has not exhausted all mechanisms provided for in Section 25(2)(b), such as using the courts whenever sellers demand unreasonable payments for their properties. Fourthly, expropriating land without compensation will deter potential investors, as they will not have the guarantee that their businesses would be safe without property rights that are currently enshrined in our constitution. Food security number 5 cannot be guaranteed when farmers are not guaranteed that they would not be removed from their farms arbitrarily. Sixth, it has not yet been determined who would be responsible for repaying the billions of rents that have been loaned to private individuals and businesses in the country. Banks would suffer harm, we believe, and irreparable damage because of defaulters if their properties are expropriated without compensation. This, in turn, will impact on our economy negatively. Seventh, if land expropriation without compensation is made legal, then land grabs will increase and there would be chaos in the country as the police would not be able to stop the anarchy. And lastly, the last reason, we do not want to see an escalation of racial conflicts and a repetition of what happened in Zimbabwe, in this beautiful country. Our constitution gives us a legal framework for correcting the wrongs of the past legally and orderly. A firm proposal by Hope of Glory Tabernacle is that Section 25 of the constitution should be left as it is, as it protects the properties of all South Africans from corrupt politicians and officials. We believe that every South African citizen has the right to own land and have the title deeds to that land. We also reject calls for state ownership of custodianship of all South African land. Presently, it is unclear who owns the land in South Africa, with various land audits giving different figures. While land ownership is skewed, it is significant that 14% of registered land is state land, and a further 7% is further unregistered state land. Expropriation should begin, we believe, with this state land. Hope of Glory Tabernacle rejects any proposal that would see the state as custodian of all property. Rather, private property ownership must be protected and extended within our existing constitutional framework. We believe it is unhelpful to talk of expropriation of land without compensation before acknowledging and dealing with the deep problems of corruption and abuse within the land reform system. Given the numerous instances of corruption we have seen through state capture in other areas of governance, it would be foolish to allow the state to become the sole custodian of land, which would affect the property rights of all landowners. What is to prevent government expropriating any person's land without compensation once that power has been given without necessarily checks and balances? Today, land in the hands of white people may be targeted. Tomorrow, it may be land of Indian people, colored people, and even land held by black people. It is estimated that around 4,000 farms are currently in state hands. However, the full ownership of these farms have not been handed over to emerging farmers. Rather than being able to own the land, these farmers would be obliged to lease their farms from the state, which we believe is not the right way to go. Both ANC and EFF have repeatedly claimed that expropriation without compensation would be returned to the people. The people has not been defined. I'm not sure whether I will benefit from them according to what they are saying, the people. However, we agree with the Institute for Race Relations that asserts that, and I quote, this is fundamentally misleading. Land expropriation without compensation will be owned by the state, not by individual black South Africans who are being made to believe that. Nor will it be transferred to them thereafter, for the ANC's policy is to keep land in state ownership. Land acquired via EWC will be held by the state as a patronage tool and used by it to deepen the dependency on the ruling party. This is the fraud at the heart of the EWC idea, close quote. Hope of Glory is concerned that the property rights of black people are being systematically undermined. Under the current policy, new black beneficiaries will lose the land.
Thank you very much.
If they don't,
the time has lapsed.
1 second. Conclusion. In conclusion, Hope of Glory Tabernacle is aware that many churches need land for their worship services and also to fulfill their social humanitarian responsibilities in their communities.
Thank you very much.
To enable them to expand.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mishra.
Okay, thank you.
Members? Honorable Maile, Honorable Mutapo, Honorable Mukwili, Honorable Mpumlwana, in that order.
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't have much of a question, I just have a comment. I'm just interested in the membership of this church. Is it a church of comprised of people who think alike? I'm just surprised.
And then how is it in relation to this? How is it in relation to the subject matter?
You see, Chair, this process, the people that engage in this process were having sessions on this particular process. Now, I might be irrelevant, but I would just like to get clarity on how did the church come together and actually canvass this particular position.
Honorable Mutapo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Biblically, you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Biblically, if one slaps you here, you also give him the right hand side to slap you. So you shouldn't be one-sided. Let me be sure. Page 2, paragraph 7 and 8. These are really misleading, Honorable Misha. The process we are engaged in is to avoid the same land grabs you are talking about on 7 and 8. The same process we are engaged in. Therefore, the comments you made in relation to EWC, expropriation without compensation, which eventually will lead to land grabs, is unfortunate and misleading. So what I would like to know from you, Ntate Moruti, is in terms of paragraph on page 1, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. Somewhere where you say your church, the church, Hope of Glory Tabernacle, there's some way I've seen it appears as if it's not against expropriation without compensation, and we'd like to know if land is expropriated, will it be allocated to churches, blah, blah, and so forth. We made mention of several issues. So my understanding by implication is that in total, you are not against you, I mean the church, is not against expropriation without compensation. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think at least the latter part of your input is fine, but the rest was, you were engaged.
Everything is fine because he has been referring to Bible. So I was also giving him Bible verses.
Yeah, no, but it's not the subject matter, you know that. And also, no, it's not relevant. And the only last part is relevant. So the other one is a debate, and we don't want to debate. At this stage, we will engage that time if we want to engage. But that's what is contained in the presentation. Honorable Mukwili.
Thank you very much. Ntate Moruti, ra leboga gore Hope of Glory Tabernacle Church chose as an individual to come and represent its members in this committee. I'm going to cite what Honorable Mothapo said about, or Honorable Maile, that the membership of the church decided to unanimously agree that they want expropriation of land without compensation, of which is a good move, but they don't want amendment of the section. But Ntate Moruti tla dumelana le nna gore historically in the Bible, for the Israelites to be where they are, they had to conquer land as they were moving to the land, the promised land, called Canaan. They had to conquer and expropriate land. That is why even today we are faced with the monster of infighting and fighting of the Palestinian land that was illegally occupied, of which the Israelites, through the Christian belief or Jewish belief, they don't want to give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And I would like to say it's a hypocritical submission by the church, especially by the church that you are representing, honorable member of parliament, to say
please, members, Ayman. Andy, what's going on? Is it late in the afternoon? Please be relevant to the presentation that is set here. The presentation has its integrity. It comes from the authors of them, and they are protected. So ask clarity questions as we have agreed. So now the authenticity and the integrity and whatever, you also don't have means to challenge that. You are challenging it from where?
Okay.
No, Chair. Don't do that.
No, Chair.
The three members, they are, I'm not happy with what you guys done.
No, but
please be relevant.
Sure, Chair. That's my submission, Chair.
Thank you. And Honorable Mpumlwana.
Thank you, Baba. I am not going to get to how many hats you have as a leader of a party and a church. I just want the clarity on three issues. You are saying in point 7 on page 2, if land is expropriated without compensation, then land grabs will increase and there will be chaos. If you can go further, how will this happen? In the light of the fact that there is a lot of state land that is there and there is no invasion of that state land at the moment, why do you think that will happen? Secondly, you seem to be putting quite a number of the no's and the no's and the no's, knowing fairly well. I just want your comment on this again. That would be very helpful when we are debating. And this is, historically we have from about 20 years or more tried to use the constitution as it is, trying to compensation. There are two problems that were there. One is a question of money, not enough for government to pay, and two, the prices have been escalating and that type of a thing, and we have a problem now of people who are landless, and there are problems. I thought you would probably come up with proposals, and not to say do the same thing as you did before, probably would say A, B, C, and D, and don't expropriate, but you'll get the money somehow, yeah, or that type of a thing. How will this happen? So that it can help us when we are debating. Thank you very much.
Reverend Mishwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start by saying it is erroneous to assume that all black people agree with expropriation of land without compensation. There are many well-read, many educated people who understand that if land is expropriated without compensation, their properties are not guaranteed. Their land is not guaranteed. And people want to own land. So while government is trying to solve a problem, they should not create another problem. That's why many churches, I mean, question was asked, which churches? There are many churches that are concerned about their properties. They want the right to own property that is guaranteed now in the Constitution to remain in place so that they can also feel that their properties as individuals and their church properties are also secured and are safe. The question about land grabs being, the question about the attempt to expropriate land without compensation is going to help alleviate land grabs, that cannot be true, because even right now, land is being grabbed in many places. There was an interesting article in Times Life about a certain Dr. Masiru Mule, he's a black man, who said he never worried about this subject at all until his land was invaded. He went to the police, and he said the police refused to open a case. And he was advised by his neighbor to go to AfriForum. Only when he went to AfriForum, and AfriForum accompanied him to Soshanguve police station, did the police help. Now, how many of people who look like us who are black, who already have land, their land is not secure? So it is not correct for people to say that land grabs are going to be avoided in the future when the police are refusing to step in to help black people who are complaining that their land is being invaded. Now, the question about chaos, if land will be expropriated, that's what we believe, because that's what we see. When people are given the notion that it's now constitutional to expropriate land without compensation, they are going to do it much more than they do it now when it is a requirement of the Constitution that it must be done with compensation. So the news to those who are land grabbers out there that the Constitution has been amended, land will be expropriated without compensation, we think that many people are just going to continue in greater measure of taking the law into their own hands. We agree, churches agree, with expropriation of land, but we say there must be compensation. I mean, COSATU also raising a point on behalf of their workers. Also, they say, we cannot ignore people that are bonded. We cannot ignore people who are afraid that they're going to lose their properties. So we as a church are saying, expropriation of land, we agree with it, but it must be with compensation. Land reform, 100% behind it. Land restitution, we are 100% behind it, but let everything that is being done to correct the wrongs of the past be done legally, correctly, orderly, and constitutionally.
Thank you, Reverend Mishra. And Honorable Fultan, you still want to have a bite? All right. So,
thank you very much. I'll be very brief.
There's no afterthought, members. We are concluding with the Honorable Fultan.
Thank you very much. Just turning on page 2 of your presentation, Reverend Osho. Point number 5, issue of food security. I'm sure that as a member of parliament wearing your other cap, as it were, you are aware that currently there is serious food insecurity in South Africa under the current situation with farm owners guaranteed occupants. And then how do you come to use that as a reason for refusing people to have access to land when the current farm owners are not able to provide that social need to the people? That's question number one. Just one more, Chair. I'll be very brief. And second paragraph after bullet point number 8. The first one is we do not. Second one is affirm. Then deal with the third one, we believe that every South African citizen has the right to own land. Now, if at the moment there are millions of South Africans who do not own land, don't you think that for government to expropriate some of the land, that will enhance the chances of these landless people to also have land? Thank you, Chair. Thanks for accommodating me, Chair.
Thank you, Reverend Mishra.
I need to correct my honorable colleague. We are not refusing. He uses the word refuse. We are not refusing people's access to land. But we are saying when people want land and they want to access land, it must be done orderly, legally, and constitutionally. Otherwise, your land is also not safe. Secondly, we believe that people who do not have land and want land must understand that what has not happened, the mistakes and the failure of government to meet their targets, is not because of the Constitution. It's not because of Section 25 of the Constitution. It is because, among others, corruption and lack of capacity. So let's attend to the core problem. Because if we expropriate land without compensation now, and all the land belongs to government, what would make them able to hand land to those beneficiaries now when there is evidence that they have failed to do that in the past? So the Constitution gives government the legal right to do what they need to give people land. So they have failed to do so. So giving them more land, more responsibility, is not going to solve the problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Mishra. You see,
I'll be kinder to you because you're an MP.
You see, members...
That's very regular from a member.
You see,
very regular.
You see, members, you went behind the hedge that you were given, and you wanted to engage Reverend Mishwe on your colleagueship hat. All right, so don't do it with the next submitters for the rest of the week. Thank you very much to all the submitters. I think we've seen at least 9 submitters for today. We're resuming again tomorrow at 10 in the same venue. Officials of Parliament, we thank you for your support. Members, we thank you for your participation. And it's been a good day. The meeting is adjourned until resumption tomorrow at 10 in the old assembly.